Yeah, I just want to give you a quick disclaimer about this podcast. I started one day outside. I ended it another day in my car. So the voice and audio is a little loud and obnoxious, but you should still enjoy the content. Hey, how's it going? This is Lance. Still getting a little under the weather, still getting over this cold that I've had for a couple weeks now. That's why I haven't been able to podcast. My throat congestion, nasty. But yeah, I'm starting to feel a little better. Out on the deck this morning, Sunday morning, doing my food prep for the week, grilling up a bunch of steak and chicken and veggies. Do that every Sunday. Just kind of make the rest of the week a little easier. Kind of package up all my meals and my wife's meals for the whole week. And so just a little easier. So as I'm sitting out here waiting for this chicken to grill, I was just wanted to talk to you a little bit about just staying on that grind. You know, you hear a lot of people talking about, you know, grind, do this, do that. You got to grind all the time, work hard. But it's not a week long at a time. It's not a month long at a time. The grind is a long, nasty process. You got to stay on it. You can have fun, obviously, but you also just need to keep your mind focused on what your goals are. You want those written down. Short-term goals, long-term goals. You want to keep kind of checking those out and looking at those, right? Remembering why you want those goals. What's it going to do to your life? How's it going to change your life? You know, just a couple of my thoughts on the grind. And I'm still on the grind. I'm doing okay. I'm in a good spot in my life. Bills are paid. Money's in the bank. A lot of opportunities on the horizon. But I'm still grinding. I'm still waking up early for me. I'm not an early riser, but I do wake up early for me. And then try to get a little work done before the kids get awake. Take them to school. Go to the office. Work at the office all day. Come home, play with the kids. Put the kids to bed. Might watch a couple TV things. And then work for a couple hours before I go to bed and do it all again. I mean, you got a lot of different stuff going on. You got to have different times of the day to work on different aspects of your business or life. That was the grill. You can't constantly jumping from task to task. You got to have set times when you're working on one thing so you can keep focused on that, keep your mind right on that. And then when you're ready, you can move to your next task. But it's a grind. It's a long process, and you have to embrace it if that's what you want.
Yeah, so we're just going to kind of finish up here a little bit on, again, about the mindset, right? So kind of talking about this reminded me of a mentor that I had. He said, basically it was like, you know, if I want to change my life or change my pocket and change my income or anything about my life that I want to change my training habits, I've got to look inward first, right? I'm the problem. My life is the problem, right? I've created my life. So if I want to change my life, I need to change me personally first. So my life is the result of myself, right? My actions, my inaction, whatever it is. If you're gonna change you, how do you do that? So first you gotta understand you, right? You need to study yourself. You need to figure out what your flaws are, and you need to work on those. Think about it. The way he kind of laid it out for me was, you know, think about the chair that you're sitting in or the car that you're driving in. You know, the mind is so powerful. there's thoughts always around inside your mind. And that chair, someone, or that car, someone somewhere got a bunch of ideas in their head. They came up with that design, and then they put it on paper, and then they put it into action by building whatever that physical product is or physical thing, right? So when you're trying to change yourself, you need to do the same thing. You need to gather those thoughts. You need to figure out what you want in life. You need to figure out how that is going to help you and why you want it. And then you need to put it on paper, right? You got to set some goals, you know, and they need to be specific. A really good book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He's going to teach you how to work that mindset, how to set those goals. But just quickly, you know, you want to get that on paper, but you want it to be specific. So, you know, everyone says, oh, I want to make a lot of money. But how much is a lot of money? To me, a lot of money is going to be maybe different than what a lot of money is to you. So, you know, you need to put it on paper. I want to make $10,000 a month. I want to make $20,000 a month. I want to make, you know, $150,000 a year. Whatever the goal is that you're financially looking at. Whether, you know, maybe it's an MMA fight. Maybe it's a jiu-jitsu tournament. I want to be the world champion MMA guy. I want to be the world champion jiu-jitsu guy. Whatever it is, right? But that's got to be a specific goal. I want to win the 2019 Pan Am Championship for jiu-jitsu. And then you have to map, right? You got to map what's it going to take to get there. And this is something, you know, you're going to think about. And as you're thinking it, you're going to have negative thoughts come into your head. You're going to be, oh, I can't do that. Oh, you know, I'm too old. Oh, I'm too out of shape. Oh, it's too close. I don't have enough time. Every time you want to get those negative thoughts, you got to kick those negative thoughts out of your mind, and you keep thinking about it, and you find the positive thought, right? Oh, okay, if I wake up earlier, I'm going to get 2 more hours of training in every day. Oh, if I get the right mentor, I'm going to have 1 more good training session a week with the right training partner. So you map that out. You start building that mindset around, right? You get that visualization of what you're looking for, and that's how you're going to start to succeed in whatever it is. Life, money, work, jiu-jitsu, sports, anything. But it's that's how that physical mind works, right? It's anything. If I think about it, eventually I can make those results come out, right? So, like I said, with the chair, it's a physical product that someone at some point thought about. Then they had to figure out, okay, what do I need to do to make the right design, make the cuts the right angle? So, again, we just need to pull our thoughts together, and we need to build the picture of what we're looking for. Whether that's an idea, an adventure, a sport, a philosophy, whatever, you're just trying to really put all those pieces together in your mind. And then once you get them in your mind, then you can start to put them on paper. Then you can start to put them into action, which is more physical. You know, if you go back and you kind of think about that mindset and you think about it in those steps, you can kind of build that image to whatever you want. And if I want to be a happy, relaxed person, I can build that image. I can take those steps to get there. So don't dwell on the negative. You need to always be thinking the positive and what is going to help you get to those outcomes that you're trying to get to. Like I said, Think and Grow Rich. It's a really good book. I recommend it to everyone. And it really is not only about making money, it's also about you can use the same concepts for anything in your life that you're trying to make. So basically, anytime you're talking mindset, it always is going to go back into those goal settings. You know, you change your mind, you set a goal, you change your attitude to get to that goal, and then you succeed. So, yeah, I just wanted to, share my thoughts a little bit on mindset and how to change it and how to use it in your favor so that it's not going against you. That's it. I'll be back with another podcast. If you have any ideas for me that you'd like me to talk about, please send me an email, Facebook message, YouTube comment, whatever you got, podcast message. If you're on Anchor, please send me a message on Anchor and I can use your question in the podcast. All right. I guess that's it. We'll hit the joke of the day and see how things are. All right.
Alexa, let's do the joke of the day.
What's the internal temperature of a tauntaun? Lukewarm.
I don't even understand that. All right, let's try that again. Alexa, tell me a funny joke of the day.
Did you hear about the Cobra's stand-up act? It killed.
So bad. So bad.